Did you know that there is a word that is only spoken one time in the New Testament, and it was spoken by Jesus Christ? Well, it's found in Matthew chapter 6, with the same phrase that he uses is also referenced in Luke chapter 11. But let's turn to Matthew chapter 6, and we can read that. In his Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 6, verse 22, Jesus says, "The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?" Can you see which word it is? Does it just jump off the page to you? Well, it's easy to gloss right over it, but it is the word good, which is translated from the Greek haplous. And Jesus only uses it in this specific context, referring to your eye. Well, personally, I can only remember hearing this verse reference when discussing maybe watching something good and, you know, not watching something bad, or maybe the qualities of the physical eye. But neither of these are wrong, but is that all that it means? How can your eye be good or bad? Is there something more than meets the eye? Well, today we'll explore the riddle in Matthew chapter 6, verse 22, about the eye being the lamp of the body, and how having a good or bad eye highlights the contrast between both generosity and selfishness, and light and darkness. Jesus was not the first to introduce this concept of good or bad eyes in his Sermon on the Mount. It was a common Hebrew idiom that good eyes or bad eyes generally refer to being generous or stingy. The word used for good here, which is haplous, conveys the meaning of healthy, single, generous, sincere, and clear. Even if you have the King James Version translation, it uses the word single instead of good. It doesn't mean to have a single eye, like a cyclops, but to have a single mindset and not double-minded. So you may easily miss what Jesus is trying to say in these verses if you didn't know that there is depth of meaning in the Greek word translated as good, since we don't really have this same exact word in English. The eye can physically take in light from the outside world, and it can also reveal the light or the darkness within a person. And this is how the eye is the lamp of the body. It reveals what's really happening inside a person, specifically the intentions of the heart. So now that we have a better understanding that a good eye also means generous, what do we have to be generous with? The verses before and after this will help give us the context. So back in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 19, just a few verses up, Jesus says not to save physical treasure here on earth, but to save up your treasure in heaven. Because for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Our heart will be the things we value. Do we value our relationship with money more than our relationship with God? Our heart can't be in both places at the same time. Well, Jesus sort of repeats the same concept if you skip down to verse 24, where he says you can't serve two masters at the same time, the two masters being either money or God. So the context is about money and what we value in our heart. And so to reiterate, having a good eye is to be generous with money and physical possessions, and a bad eye is to be selfish and stingy. So if you read Matthew chapter 6, verse 22, with this information in mind, it would say, "The lamp of the body is the eye. If, therefore, you are sincere and generous, your whole body will be full of light." And the word for light here means transparent, well illuminated, and composed of light. So imagine somebody glowing. Contrasted with verse 23, where if your eye is bad, and this word bad can mean evil, hurtful, or selfish. So if your eye is evil, your whole body will be full of darkness. This word for darkness means opaque. It is so dark that it doesn't let any light in, and you can't see through it at all. There is no good thoughts in the heart at all. But wait, there's also kind of a third category here if you continue in verse 23. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Well, what does that mean? Well, there are different words used here for both light and darkness than was just mentioned previously. This word light is anything emitting light, such as a lamp, a fire, or even a star. The brightness coming from something. Darkness here means shadiness or obscurity, not fully dark. Think of maybe darkened eyesight, or at night you can still sort of see, but it's a little harder. Jesus uses both of these words in John chapter 8, verse 12. He says, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness or shadiness, but have the light of life." So if somebody tells you to watch out for that person over there, they're a little bit shady, you know, you would know to be careful around them. There's something about them that is maybe untrustworthy, and they are not somebody who is a follower of Jesus. In fact, they might be somebody who deliberately rejects Jesus. As he says in John chapter 3, verse 19, Jesus says, "This is the condemnation or accusation, that the light has come into the world and men loved darkness or shadiness rather than light because their deeds were evil." So far we see that a good eye is generous with money and possessions and causes a person to glow from the inside. A bad or evil eye is selfish, and they may also love being in darkness so that they continue doing evil deeds. Well, what can the Old Testament tell us about how these idioms of good eye and bad eye were used? Well, there's a couple of proverbs that illustrate this directly. As a bad eye as duplicitous or double-natured and stingy, and how a good eye can refer to being generous. So let's look at Proverbs chapter 22, verse 9. Proverbs 22, verse 9. Here it says, "He who has a generous eye will be blessed, for he gives of his bread to the poor." So the literal translation here of this word generous, or tov ayin, means good eye, and is often translated as generous throughout the Old Testament. This person with the good eye isn't hoarding their food, they're distributing it, they're giving it to the poor, and they're not holding on to it. Well, what about a bad eye? Well, let's turn to the next chapter in chapter 23 and verse 6. Proverbs 23 and verse 6 says, "Do not eat the bread of a miser, nor desire his delicacies, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. The morsel you have eaten, you will vomit up and waste your pleasant words." Well, the word miser here is actually ra'ayin, or evil eye. So don't eat the bread of an evil eye. And it speaks of this double nature of this person's heart. On the surface, they're saying, eat and drink all you want. But inside, he doesn't want you to. He doesn't want you to eat his food. He's selfish. So the proverb is warning us not to want anything from a selfish and double-minded person. When their true nature is revealed, then you will be disgusted with the whole interaction and think of it as a waste of time. It says, the food you will eat, you will vomit up and waste your pleasant words. But is having a bad eye just poor etiquette or hospitality? Or is there something more to this? Well, let's look at what Jesus says in Mark chapter 7. In Mark chapter 7, Jesus declares that what comes into a person's heart doesn't defile them, or what comes into a person as you consume it in your mouth doesn't defile them, because it doesn't enter the heart. However, what comes out of the person, out of their heart, that is what defiles them. Jesus then provides a list in verse 21, in Mark chapter 7 and verse 21. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile a man. So defile means to make common or ceremonially unclean. And having an evil eye, which we learned means hurtful, bad, stingy, and selfish. This is in the same company as having thoughts of murder, theft, and pride. And these are all thoughts and actions that can keep you from entering the kingdom of God. A bad or evil eye is the same as walking in darkness, practicing evil deeds, and rejecting Jesus. As followers of Jesus, our eyes should reveal a body of light, full of light, sincerity, single-mindedness, and purpose, and generosity. So in conclusion, we explored this riddle of Matthew 6, verse 22, and what Jesus is trying to convey between having a good eye full of generosity and an evil eye of stinginess. And the Greek word for good, haplos, has a greater depth of meaning than any word that we can use in English. Good and evil eyes were common idioms and concepts in the Old Testament and would have been well understood by the people in Jesus' time. Jesus warns us in this section of Scripture that we can't be double-minded or try to serve both God and money. We have to be single-minded in purpose to serve God and to be sincere and generous with others, just as God is generous with us. May your heart shine brightly through your good eye, the lamp of your body.